So let's start with the gospel. I was struck, we even just heard this not too long ago, so I hope I don't repeat too much of what we recently said, but a lot of times we take this scripture passage about asking and seeking and knocking, and it's an invitation on, you know, praying better, and sometimes we're just going to say, well, this gospel has to do with prayer. In this gospel, I'll think about it when it's time for me to sit down with our Lord. For what it's worth, I was just thinking, like, our Lord's really trying to get through our thick skulls the relationship, the love the Father has for us. And He knows we have preconceptions or jaded experiences, and He's trying to get through, like, look, you have these experiences of maybe asking and you don't feel like you're getting, or so you kind of doubt or whatever. But what father among you would give something bad to your daughter or son who asked for something good? What father among you would do that? And how much more will your Father in heaven provide for your needs, especially through the Holy Spirit, through His strength, through His gifts, but even materially? Is that the Father we deal with on a minute-by-minute basis? Is that the way we look to God? Not just in those reserved moments when we pray, but even in general. I think a lot of times in our first world society, maybe there's a certain amount of cynicism towards God. You know, I'll pray, but I mean, He's not going to give me what I need. He's not going to answer my prayer. My sick friend in the hospital, my personal struggles, like, He's obviously not hearing me because I'm still sick. So, and we stop. We start to be a little bit, like, discolored in our faith in Him. It's a little jaded. It's a little bit off. And our Lord really wants to renew that. We think that He's not listening. We think that we're not getting what we ask for. Our Lord is assuring us, though you don't see it, though you may not see it at times, the Father is very close to us in our needs. The Father is very attentive, not only to the prayers that we pray in those 5 minutes of a visit to adoration or something, but in every moment of every day, if we only look to Him. All of our needs are in His hands. So that when we feel like our prayers are not answered, when we feel like God is not coming to us in our prayer, we really need to take a time to examine ourselves, maybe even like with a sincere contrite heart, say, Lord, I'm sorry I've doubted you so often. I'm sorry that because I didn't see all that you were doing for me, I just presumed you weren't listening. You know, so often we are, it's a good comparison with teenagers and their parents. Like, they, how many times the parent is more than aware of everything the teenager wants or needs, especially what his heart wants, even if his feelings are all over the place. And the parents are always providing for everything. And our Father in heaven wants us to know, like, if that's how your own parents deal with you, how much more am I right there with you in your struggles? In every need that you have. We have to renew our faith, renew our hope, renew our trust in a Father who's right here walking with us in every moment, and bring to Him our daily needs, bigger and smaller. And just to touch on the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, so often we feel like, oh, it's the Old Testament, how can I relate to that? We should have thrown out the Old Testament. Like, no, like, listen, like, you ask, what have we spoken against you? It is vain to serve God, to pray, to spend time with Him, to follow His rules of family life or all these controversial topics today. What do we profit by keeping all these commandments? Look at the others, those who don't follow God and even tempt God with their arrogance or impunity. Why not? Why not follow them? What do we get out of following God? He doesn't always answer our needs. It doesn't seem like I have more money just because I do what He says. And I struggle. And I'm just as sick as the atheist. And my prayers don't get answered. I think we run into that pretty frequently. It's easy today to doubt our Lord. And one of the greatest temptations is to simply live as if we profess Him in public but and out loud, but in our heart of hearts we have big question marks. And we just want to renew our faith in Him. Faith endures all, what is it, rather, love for Him endures all things. Do I love Him that way? Or does my love for him get checked when I go through hard times or disappointments? May the Holy Spirit really fan into flame the fire in our hearts, that love for him, that experience that we've had of him. Let us remember all that he has done for us. Let us not be like the teenager who takes for granted and doesn't even think about the thousands of prayers that have been answered, because I'm aware of the one prayer that doesn't seem like he ever heard it. And we bring that joy, we bring that flame to others. Yesterday I got a knock on my door at 5 p.m. You probably will too, because I guess the Mormons are going to town. So we talked for a good 40 minutes or so, 35, 40 minutes. And it's touching, just their sense of love for what they stand for. And we talk about Christ, even though I think if we really flush things out, we would disagree with things. But just in general, the idea that our Savior is here and worth bearing witness to, even visibly and publicly. Every time I've gone door to door with Catholics, the first answer at the door is, "Wait, you're a Catholic? You guys do this kind of thing?" Yes, we bear witness publicly to our faith and proudly, because we know what it stands upon. May we be renewed in that faith, not just in ideas, but in the real presence of a personal friend and father, who every prayer I've ever dared to utter was heard, cherished, and answered. Those I saw, those I will see, and only in hindsight. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.